This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Daryl.
And you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. And we do accept Bitcoin, by the way. If you want to throw something in the Free Talk Live Bitcoin tip jar, just drop on over to bitcoin.freetalklive.com if you have Bitcoin. If you don't, then there are a variety of ways to get it, and we were just talking about one of them that both Daryl and I recommend, which is Coinbase. Like a lot of companies, I don't think they're perfect. I think that there are some things that they could be better about, but I understand that they feel they got to jump through all these various government hoops in order to do their business, and I don't blame anybody for doing that. So I'm still willing to utilize their services, and they've been very, very helpful in general. I mean, I found that their customer service is generally helpful the times that I have needed to use it. But overall, great way to get Bitcoin. You want to learn more about Bitcoin, like which wallets there are available. There are a bunch of different ones from which to choose. You can go to Bitcoin.com. They've got a list of several wallets that they recommend. There's also, you know, different ways to acquire Bitcoin. Bitcoin right now, it's gone down over the last few days. It had been up as high as $450 per Bitcoin in recent days. But as of, what is it, a 380, what, a 380 or something?
It's 386.83 right now, according to the app that I have on my phone.
So, you know, you never know what's going to go on tomorrow with it. It could go up, it could go down. But a lot of us who support Bitcoin would like to think that it's going to go up over time, especially as more people and more companies decide to start accepting Bitcoin. You've got some big companies as large as Dell Computer, Overstock.com, Wikipedia.
Expedia.
Right. Didn't you just buy some plane tickets?
I just bought a plane ticket on Cheap Air, which is a competitor to Expedia. But Cheap Air actually had a slightly better rate. But Cheap Air and Expedia both take Bitcoin,
which is awesome. So there's all kinds of websites.
Web hosting. I've paid for web hosting and domain registration with Bitcoin.
And there's even, I think it's a Backpage.com. You can buy yourself some adult services with Bitcoin. And then there's also things like the Silk Road, the underground marketplaces where you can buy illegal things with Bitcoin. And some would say that that's not good for Bitcoin's reputation. But ultimately, it's money. And cash is used for illegal things all the time.
Yes.
So keep that in mind as well. Let me just give you a little bit more here from the lady who wrote in. I presume lady. It could be a guy. Kelly. Sometimes that's a guy. Sometimes it's not. Anyway, Kelly says, Kelly's asking about Bitcoin. Like, what are some suggestions for favorite wallets and places to obtain Bitcoin? We didn't actually answer the favorite wallet question very thoroughly. You mentioned Airbits. There are these sites like Coinbase that Coinbase is a wallet and it's also a way to get Bitcoin. So
yes,
it does both of those things. There's
and Coinbase also offers cold storage in addition to the wallet.
Okay.
So
what's that?
That's where the Bitcoin are stored offline. So, you know, it's...
You mean the keys offline? I mean, the Bitcoin's never offline. The Bitcoin's always on the blockchain.
Right, but, you know, the key is stored offline.
Okay.
So it winds up, you know, it takes you a couple days to wind up getting the funds out of what they call a vault.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, basically what would be considered cold storage. So it's an offline wallet, mm-hmm, per se. So it makes the funds safer.
Is the Coinbase web wallet, or not web wallet, is the Coinbase like phone wallet any good? Do you have much experience with it?
I do. It's not a separate thing. It allows you to access your regular,
yeah,
account through the phone. The last time I tried to use their phone app, mm-hmm, it was buggy and it crashed. So hopefully they've updated that.
Yeah, I hope so, too. But you can have more than one wallet, too, if you want.
Yes.
You could use Coinbase to purchase your Bitcoin, and then you could send that Bitcoin over to a different wallet that you have on your cell phone. So one of the good ones for the phone, for the Android, is called Bitcoin Wallet, simply enough. It's like the most basic one that you can search for, and it's pretty good in my experience. Personally, I use Mycelium, which is impossible to spell, so it's a terribly named wallet.
Mycelium.
That sounds right.
Mycelium.
It's, in my opinion, the best one that's out there for Android. I don't know if it exists for iPhone.
I really like the Airbits wallet.
Airbits is great.
It's one of the two that I have on this new phone.
I think that's my recommendation for all newbies is probably Airbits. Because
it also shows you where you can spend your Bitcoin.
In real life. It shows you real life brick and mortar stores that you can go to spend Bitcoin. Presuming there are some in your area, and not all areas have them yet. But we do. We've got some here in little Keene, New Hampshire, so you never know what you'll have. You can actually go to coinmap.org, and you can look and see what are the Bitcoin-accepting businesses in your region. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Airbits, by the way, is spelled A-I-R-B-I-T-Z.
Z.
Let's go to Larry first, listening to WIBC-FM in Indianapolis. Hello, Larry.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to share a personal experience. I have a son who is paralyzed from the waist down, and he has these horrible muscle spasms that literally twist him in half and throw his legs all over the place.
Yikes.
And they have him on a medication, but he's at lethal doses. He can't increase the dose.
Oh.
And what works, okay, is when he combines his medication with a little marijuana, it completely eliminates the spasms, just darn near eliminates them.
It's amazing. And, I mean, would you qualify that as a miracle drug?
Well, I would say that there are, of course, nobody's really looking for ways to utilize it in a medical fashion, okay?
Oh, some are. There are some people that are studying that.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying that if there's more studies, who knows how useful it could be.
Oh, I agree. I think that we've just seen the tip of the iceberg as far as what this plant can do.
You know what the medical community told him? You know what they told him?
Don't do it.
Well, you're just going to have to deal with pain.
Oh, man.
And I don't think anybody in their right mind, okay, understands when you see somebody going through a problem like that and they literally break out in a cold sweat from their entire body, I mean from head to foot, from the pain. Now, that's intense pain.
Well, okay, so he takes the medical cannabis, lowers pain from what, 10 to, on the old pain scale, 1 to 10. What would you say? And obviously, you're not him, so you don't know exactly, but maybe he's expressed this.
I'm saying, I've actually witnessed it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And watched it just completely subside, and these muscle spasms. And I was sitting there one day, and I saw his legs just start jumping, you know, foot and a half in the air. And I'm sitting there going, wow, are you suddenly getting feeling back in the lower part of your leg? No, that's the spasm. And what they don't understand is every time it does one of those spasms, it torques the lower spine. And that's what puts him in pain.
So the cannabis stops the spasms, meaning not as much pain or not even near as much pain. Is that right?
It has to be in conjunction with the normal medication.
Right.
Okay.
And using the two together.
It seems to work exceptionally well. But, I mean...
Does it, just a quick question, Larry. Does that mean that he can reduce the... Because you said the medication he was on was near a lethal dose. Does that mean that if he takes the cannabis, is he still also taking the same near lethal dose of the regular medicine, or is he able to reduce the regular medicine that he takes along with taking the cannabis?
No. As a matter of fact, they will give him a prescription for things like morphine and Demerol, okay? Mm-hmm. Which he won't take because it just tears up the stomach. He has ulcers because when he did use it. Okay? So there are horrible side effects from long-term use of some of those other medications. Okay? So this is one that doesn't have any of the horrible side effects and works very effectively.
Larry, thanks for sharing your personal story tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. You can get on the line with us here. It's Ian and Daryl in on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, 855-453, 855-450-3733. Join us here.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The toll free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got Skype. By the way, I don't think anyone has used Skype here tonight. You can be the first tonight. The Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us in that way. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
We were just talking about Bitcoin. We're going to get right back into your calls, but I want to let you know, one of the best reasons to get Bitcoin, besides the fact that it's a digital currency, it is decentralized, it's not controlled by any government or any bank, besides the fact that it's arguably the most valuable currency in the world, besides all of those things, Bitcoin can help save you money, meaning on your purchases at Amazon. How about saving 20% on everything that you buy from Amazon from here on out? If you have Bitcoin, that's what you can do. That's what I do every time I need something from Amazon. I haven't ordered something personally from Amazon in, I don't know, almost an entire year at this point. Because I started using Purse the very early portion of 2015. I've purchased something like 30-plus transactions on Purse. SaveAtPurse.com is where you can go. SaveATPurse. SaveAtPurse.com. Go there, get signed up for an account, and then you fund your account with Bitcoin. So you do need to have Bitcoin to make this deal work, but you will save easily 20% on anything through Amazon. It's possible to save more than 20%. 35?
We've both saved 40 and 45%. 40?
Yeah, I've said 45 is my peak. If I'm in a rush to get something, I'll put it at 20 or 25%. It goes almost immediately, usually within an hour or two max. If I'm not in a rush to get something, I'll try 40% and I'll see if I can get someone to bite on that. Basically, you're putting your Bitcoin into a marketplace and somebody who wants is willing to pay a lot more than what Bitcoin might cost in most
willing
markets.
Willing to pay a premium.
Yeah, they're willing to pay a premium. Is going to buy what you want for you and have it shipped right to your door. And I just recently got my new cell phone. It's a refurb model, but I got it for 25% off.
We both recently got cell phones through Purse.
You inspired me on that one. Go to saveatpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. Get started there. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Dove in Pennsylvania. Dove, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, it's Joe, J-O-E.
Well, I don't know how they ended up getting Dove in the board op. I'm sorry about that. Go ahead, Joe.
What I wanted to say, I'm a retired bus driver. I used to go to Atlantic City quite often, and we had a man that would ride to Atlantic City on a wheelchair, with a wheelchair. And he had both his legs cut off. He would go down to Atlantic City on the boardwalk wearing a hat that said Vietnam Vet.
Mm-hmm.
And he collected a lot of money. I always thought that is wrong. He was never in the service.
How do you know?
Oh, he told me.
Well, you know, yeah, it's definitely fraudulent. I mean, I don't support people engaging in fraud, but, I mean, you know, probably a lot of people were just giving him money because he had his legs cut off. I mean, even if he just had been out there with his legs cut off without the claim of being a Vietnam vet, he'd probably do okay.
He made tons of money by being a false Vietnam vet. He was way too young to have been in the service.
Okay. Gotcha.
I just wanted to voice that with you. I always thought it was wrong.
Joe, thanks for sharing your call and thoughts. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I do agree that, you know, being fraudulent, even if you're not trying to get money out of people, is the wrong thing.
Right.
But I can think of a lot of things that are more offensive than what that guy did. Let's go to Tim, listening in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hi, Ian. How are you doing tonight?
Hey.
Wanted to call on a thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure, it's what we do.
That's one of the reasons I listened. But I wanted to call an apology. You weren't actually in the studio when I called, but I called and basically laid out my irritation with you. And I should have
called on
that.
Thursday.
Pardon me?
You called on the day I'm not.
Ian was looking confused, so I was just letting Ian know that you had called on Thursday.
Oh, I know. I presumed that that's what he meant. But
right,
okay.
Right. When I called in and I was trying to make a point, and I won't even say the other person's name that was there, but it doesn't matter who it was, but you were there, and I was getting a little bit irritated because you kept shuffling my statements off to the side and drawing attention to another part of something else, and I was trying to make a point, and I never did get a chance to make my point, which I'm not.
Well, here you are now. What is it that you wanted to say?
Well, no, it isn't. It isn't that I didn't make the point that night. Well, honestly, yes, it is, because We were talking about the borders and libertarianism as far as in relation to borders. And I thought to myself, well, the idea, I mean, you live in the state of New Hampshire, unless I'm mistaken. I mean, you live in the...
I live in the Shire, but some people call it the state of New Hampshire.
Okay, but I mean, it is it's a geographical region. I mean, you can call it a state or whatever it is, but the fact of the matter is that it has its own conventions and its own laws and its own rules and its own understanding of how people should act and how they should continue to coexist with one another. You know, with the libertarian idea of having the state, I mean, the abolition of the state, I guess, is essentially what you were trying to tell me on the other night was that the state...
Wait, was this the night where I wasn't on the show or a night
no,
where
he,
I wasn't
he had
on
also
the show?
Called on Wednesday.
Okay.
That's when I called and as I said, I wasn't even going to call. I wasn't even going to say what the other person's name was. The friend of you, there were two other hosts.
Okay.
There were two other hosts. There was one person.
So what are you driving at? New Hampshire, it's its own place.
Right, it's its own place. But I mean, you know, there are 50 states in the union. Okay, and then the union in and of itself is an aberration, if you want to call it that, because each state is separate. Each state is when I write down United States of America, I write small U for United. And the states with a capital S and America for a capital A. But I don't say, I say U.S. of A and I put the small U because the United part is the least important of what the states are about. We all, I mean, we as in...
Well, in theory, at least. What you're saying is that the states are supposed to be the ones that hold the real political power
in
the United States.
They're superior to the federal government. Right?
In theory, that's, you know, the way it's supposed to be. But these state governments have signed agreements with the federal government to get federal money for things like highway funds, and so they've given up whatever level of sovereignty. If you believe states can have sovereignty, they've certainly surrendered it to the federal government and are now much more obedient than they really should be. We need to see more states refusing the federal government and telling them, no, we don't want your money, and we're not even going to give you any money in the first place. No, we don't want to jump through your hoops. We don't want to follow your regulations. Leave us alone. But it's, you know, we're a long way from that happening. So I think that things are more homogenized in this country than they should be.
Right. That's exactly what I was about to say. Is that, I mean, I wasn't completely disagreeing with what you've been saying. I was just saying it was. The point that I was trying to make is I was trying to go on, and there were, as I say, there were two other people there who, or three other people. Right?
Well, hopefully you've made your point tonight, Tim. Thanks for the call. Of course, we're here 7 nights a week. If you feel like you didn't get a fair shake, and I understand, sometimes, you know, and I don't really remember what he was talking about, which is why I hate it. I don't really like it when people call in to refer to previous calls. Like, I don't know what you said 2 days ago. I don't know where I was on Wednesday.
I couldn't tell you what I said 2 segments ago.
Toll-free number, 855-453. Were you saying that about you or about me?
Both.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That is also available via Skype. You can call us on Skype at username lrn.fm. And again, the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. With you in studio, you've got Ian
and Daryl.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the show, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it's a way for you to get behind Free Talk Live to help us spread to more radio stations around the country. We added Dallas, Texas this week in what is arguably our largest marketplace yet. Yeah, there was a time when we had a station directly in the heart of New York City. Unfortunately, they ended up changing format. So as of right now, Dallas is the big one. And so welcome aboard to all of our new Dallas listeners. And it's all made possible because of Free Talk Live amplifiers like you. In fact, the way we ended up getting the Dallas station on was through our friend Skip, who runs Talk Shows USA. He's an industry veteran. He's been around the talk radio business forever. He knows a lot of people. And he's been kind of repping the show for a number of years. I don't know if it's been quite a decade, but it's several years that he's been behind the show. And we pay him monthly for his services. And it was looking like I might have to cut him from the AMP program because we had lost, you know, some contributions over time. But when Mark, our former regular co-host here on Free Talk Live, decided to walk from his on-air role in frustration and was asking people to contribute to the AMP program, we ended up getting enough contributions to where I could keep Skip on board. Because literally, I was about ready to cut him out of the budget toward the end of the last year, and because it was going to be either cut Daryl or cut Skip, and obviously I want to keep Daryl.
Right.
So, but it was nice to be able to keep Skip as well due to the influx of cash from the program from listeners like you, and because we kept Skip 2 weeks later, or three weeks, it hasn't been that long since we decided to keep him on board, he contacted me with this lead on this this Dallas station. So it was literally the amplifiers that made Dallas happen. So thank you, Free Talk Live amplifiers. You can join the AMP program, get the perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group, and get behind the show and help us spread Free Talk Live, spread the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. A-M-P. Amp.freetalklive.com. Use any major credit card through PayPal. Use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. And now you can AMP with Bitcoin. You can do prepaid Bitcoin, or you can do a monthly Coinbase-based Bitcoin contribution. Very, very easy to set up. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. We sure do appreciate it. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Austin is listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hello, Austin.
Hi. Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight? You're on the radio.
Good. Well, I just wanted to respond to the father of the son that was paralyzed, who was taking marijuana to help his symptoms. I just wanted to mention that there's this thing called CBD oil that's purely medicinal and is being sold in a few states in this country that I feel like would do the same things and for kids with parents that are maybe afraid of the, you know, psychoactive ingredients in a 10 or 12 year old kid. There's something purely medicinal out there available in some states, you know.
Now, CBD is another one of the active ingredients in the marijuana plant, as I understand it. Daryl, I know that you've experimented to some extent with cannabis tincture.
Yes.
Do you have much experience with the CBD oil?
I've never used anything that is just CBD.
You've had the mix of CBD, THC, and
just the regular cannabis in a tincture form. And there are two main types of cannabis. There's cannabis indica and cannabis sativa, and the tinctures that work for me are a 50-50 blend of the two. So if it's like 80-20 of one or the other, it doesn't work the way that I need it to.
I think you're going to find that, you know, everybody's different and their medical problems are different. And so whereas a 50-50 blend may work for you, the CBD oil may work for somebody else with a different problem. So I think it's important that you're pointing this out, Austin, that what you're pointing out is that not everything from cannabis will get you high. In the case of the CBD oil, that may actually be able to treat somebody's symptoms or whatever their issues are without the, you know, the concomitant effect of you getting stoned. Which, by the way, some people, when they're using cannabis for medical treatments, they only have to take like one or two puffs and they've got their issue solved for the moment. So some people don't even really toke enough to even get stoned from it, that they're just literally getting the medicinal effects and then they put the pipe down. So there are ways to kind of control it that way as well.
That is crazy that there are so many active ingredients in there that are doing so many different things, and we really don't know much about it. And CBD seems like it's the first one that's isolated that seems like it can do things that are really starting to, like, boggle what we really believe about the human body, you know.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight, Austin. I appreciate it. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, I wanted to talk about Ross Ulbricht, and this story that is from Reason.com is just too detailed, and I feel like we can't do it justice at this point, but maybe we'll hold that for the live Sunday edition of the program. In other news, and we're going to continue with your calls and your thoughts, certainly, there's a piece here from Bloomberg about Facebook. Is Facebook making us dumber? By Cass Sunstein. Why does misinformation spread so quickly on social media? Why doesn't it get corrected? When the truth is so easy to find, why do people accept falsehoods? A new study focusing on Facebook users provides strong evidence that the explanation is confirmation bias, people's tendency to seek out information that confirms their beliefs and to ignore contrary information. And think about this. There have been times on Facebook, maybe where you have done this, where some friend of yours or someone you thought was a friend posts something that's offensive. You don't like what they post, so you've unfriended that person as a result of that. You don't want to see the things that that person is posting. That is probably your confirmation bias playing out there. It turns out to play a pivotal role, says Sunstein, in the creation of online echo chambers. This finding bears on a wide range of issues, including the current presidential campaign, the acceptance of conspiracy theories, and competing positions in international disputes.
Okay, so that's not just limited to online social media, though.
Sure.
Because I've seen things to where something wound up going viral, and then the mainstream media reported on it, and then a day later it winds up getting found out that it was
a hoax
story from, you know, some thing called, like, the Daily Current or something.
Or the Onion.
Current is a type of berry. Well, people are smart enough now to realize that the Onion is satire.
Yeah, but didn't the Onion trick the Chinese government not too long ago?
They did with some sort of Kim Jong-un, sexiest
person of the year or
whatever.
Like that, yeah,
but it wasn't actually the Chinese government. It was the Communist Party of China, which some people would say is one and the same. But technically, it's a separate entity.
There's still a lot of people that don't know what the Onion is, Daryl.
You and
True.
I know,
and a lot of people we
right,
know.
Right, but you know, the people that are doing news writing for ABC and
they
CBS,
should know.
They know.
They should, yeah.
But some site that they've never heard of before
right.
that reports, the North Korean state media says we've landed on the sun, they're just going to go with it and be like, oh, yeah, look at what these idiots in Korea believe.
Let's go to the phones, and we can talk more about Facebook dumbing people down. Is it? Well, let's first go to Doyle, listening in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Doyle.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Okay. I just want to tell you that I was listening, and it's talking about the guy going out east out there to, anyway, with a wheelchair getting money under false advertisement saying that he was a veteran and his leg was cut off. I don't have no problem with that. If people are stupid enough to go for that. But what really bugs me is all these organizations sending me mail with a nickel or a dime or a dollar or a stamp or something like that. I mean, this has been going on for several years.
Sending you mail with a nickel or a dime. So hold that thought. I'm not sure what you're getting at. It's Free Talk Live. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here in these remaining moments. Toll-free number. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And don't forget to check out Daryl on his campaign site, darylwperry.com. I got the pleasure of seeing him not really debate, but speak in a group of presidential candidates for the Libertarian Party today. There were three attending at the New Hampshire Libertarian Party yearly convention that took place today. And you were the third of three speakers, Daryl, and I think
yes.
It was good that you went last because you cleaned up after the other two made it pretty clear that they were not principled libertarians, and you are. So anyone who's looking to support a real principled libertarian for the presidential nomination this year should get behind Daryl W. Perry. Website, darylwperry.com. Let's go continue here. We actually, a gentleman dropped off the line just a moment ago, but he had called to express frustration with these fundraising letters that send him a dime or a nickel or whatever. Was it Doyle? Was that his name? I don't recall.
I think so.
Okay, I think we might actually have him back here. Let me, he dropped off. Is this the same gentleman who was just on the line a moment ago?
Yes.
Okay. So you were telling us about fundraising letters where they give you a dime or something. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, they sent wanting contributions, so they try to bribe me by putting a dime and a nickel, maybe even a dollar bill, and want me to send the nickel or the dime or the dollar bill back with a check or whatever I feel like I can afford, but to me it's like bribery. Now, that guy that was going out there to Asbury Park or wherever it was out there with a wheelchair, acting like a veteran and his legs cut off and was making money, well, I don't have no problem with that, but these people that's, you know, trying to bribe me by
now,
doing
is
that.
This, I'm curious, I've heard of this particular strategy under the auspices of these like telechurches or whatever, where they send the people who will contact them and, you know, ask for a prayer request or whatever the heck. They send them like a dollar, and then they claim that they have to send it back with more money, and that they're seeding into God, and God will give them more money later
on. I've gotten stuff in the mail where it's a nickel and some letter saying, you know, like, this nickel is for you to keep, but if you send us in blah, blah, blah for this purpose, then we can help fund these disabled something another. So it's completely unsolicited, not from any organization that I've ever donated to ever in life, but somehow, you know, they'll just find an address from somewhere and send something.
And they bought a mailing list.
The thing that I absolutely hate is when they would just wind up sending me mailing address labels. I don't want your address. If I wanted address labels, I would go to Vistaprint and order some address labels.
Yep. Code FTL.
Well, that's what they're doing. They're giving me all these address labels, Christmas cards.
Just throw them away, man. It ain't even worth looking at it.
All kinds of junk that I don't need.
I heard that,
Doyle.
There's a
website that I go on sometimes where a lot of times the comment section is more interesting than the article.
Sure.
And one of the people posted that several years ago they got a gavel from some political candidate. And it was, you know, like, I'm honoring you with blah, blah, blah. Here's a gavel. Now send my campaign $700.
Wow.
And so the guy was like, I kept the gavel and threw away the letter. Like, you're going to be dumb enough to send me something unsolicited. I'm going to keep it.
Let's go to DW in Sacramento on via Skype. Hello, DW. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey.
Good to talk to two anarchists with a brain.
I'm a voluntarist. I don't use the term anarchist. I don't really much care for it.
Yeah, I know you're hung up on that word. Anyway, I just wanted to thank you.
Maybe you're the one hung up on it, but go ahead.
All right. No, I'm actually an anarchist. I call myself that. But in any case, I was really appreciative of last week's show. Last Saturday, you guys really hit a nerve with some of these constitutionalists calling in. They really didn't like the idea of not being able to swear fealty to the country and to the Constitution. And that's a concept, patriotism, that I've never understood. So I really appreciate that you guys are promoting the ideas of liberty and not trying to stick to labels.
So when you say you never understood patriotism when you were growing up, you never really, like, you know, were with the whole Pledge of Allegiance thing or anything?
Right. I never understood pledging allegiance to a flag. I never understood being united with some group that supposedly had, you know, the power to make me stand and I don't know, swear a pledge to anybody. It just never made sense to me.
Gotcha.
Anyway,
yeah, I was changing the lyrics to the Pledge of Allegiance from a very, very early age.
There's a very good essay for anybody that might think that we're kind of crazy, like, patriotism's a good thing. There's an essay, I believe it's by Voltairine de Cleyre, titled Patriotism, A Menace to Liberty.
Mm.
Yeah. I've heard of it, actually.
Yeah, it discourages independent thought, in my opinion. I think it's a danger.
Yeah.
I think it's a danger not only to liberty, but just to you as a human being. And being a, you know, distinct individual. Anyway, go ahead, DW.
I just had a question about secession. I'm currently reading Jason Soren's book on secessionism. I know that you folks aren't necessarily experts on the topic, but I wanted to get your take. The book Secessionism proposes an idea that when a secessionist movement deals with its ruling body, when a state has a willingness to make concessions, then peaceful resolution during secession is likely. But if concessions are not made, in other words, if no compromise is made, then violence is likely to ensue. So if looking forward to a possible secession in the future here in New Hampshire, do you believe that we can afford to, or that we should morally, compromise when dealing with the state over our independence?
Can you give an example of, like, what might be compromised? You're talking about a compromise that would somehow keep New Hampshire in the United States?
Yeah. So, for example, in the book, he talks about the difference between autonomy and independence. One of them being that autonomy supposedly doesn't give the ability of the country to tax or make its own rules about financial or monetary policy, but it does allow them to vote, for example. So, in other words, to what degree, as secessionists, are we supposed to compromise with the state, and to what degree are we supposed to stand up and say, no, we want an independent state after your opinions.
I've never read the book, so I can't make any sort of judgments on, you know, what Jason has written in the book, and I don't completely know if I understand your question. So let me ask a similar question.
Sure.
Or I guess rather counter with a question and see if this is, you know, something that you're asking about. So, for instance, the Native American Indians living on reservations have some semblance of sovereignty, autonomy, if you will.
Correct.
But no one would dare say that they are independent nations in North America.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you asking, would I be willing to, as a secessionist in New Hampshire, be willing to accept something similar to where most federal laws don't really apply, but would still wind up having income tax and we get to vote for president?
Yeah, would that be accessible to you? What I'm trying to gauge is two things. I'm trying to gauge if people in the freedom movement are willing to compromise with their government. In other words, if they're willing to work with the government to achieve independence, or if this is something that people are going to take up arms and do violently, I guess.
I don't see them. Let me rephrase your question a little bit. The question basically is, are you willing to negotiate with hostage takers?
Basically, yes. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Is violence likely or is peaceful solutions likely?
Well, obviously, you know, if the government wants to get violent, there's very little that we can do about that. But I think that when you look at the amount of liberty activists that are here in New Hampshire that are active in the political sphere, you can see that obviously compromise is necessary within politics. We don't have the number of people to, you know, dominate the legislature and you know, the governor's office. So the liberty reps, some of them are pushing to the extremes. And then if you push to the extreme, then you end up with a compromise that hopefully moves the ball toward the idea of liberty. And so I expect that you are going to see more nullification, which is kind of like a compromise compared to secession. There's a lot of people who are more comfortable, and I think Jason Sorens, who is the founder of the Free State Project that you referred to earlier, I think he's one of those people who wouldn't mind seeing secession but doesn't think the time is right for it right now.
Right, and that's even one of the things that he said in
a convention
2014, I believe it was.
Yeah, I would recommend
the secession panel.
What I'd recommend to you, DW, is go on to YouTube, search for Keenvention Secession, and you'll find the last three secession panels that we've had where a lot of these things have been discussed in great detail. And I think it was it was 2014, which actually included Jason Sorens
yes.
in that panel. So I recommend you check those out. And thanks for the call tonight. I think that
gentlemen.
Whichever way it goes, it's going to be an interesting future here in New Hampshire as more people come here for the Free State Project. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust? Who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick,
Try Supernatural Silver.
Supernatural Silver.
The number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.